Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Midday Magazine for this July 26th, 2023. Have your host, James J. Maloff here. Thanks so much for joining us. In studio, we have our good friend, Anne Lepek from the ODC. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning.
Good afternoon, I should say.
Or good afternoon.
I know. It doesn't matter. Good to have you with us, Anne. Thanks so much for being here.
Thanks. It's always great to be here.
It's been a while. How have you been?
Doing well.
Good.
Very busy.
I can only imagine. I'm sure that you've been hopefully been able to enjoy some of your summer. And we always love our talk with our friends at the ODC. I want to start off, if you don't mind, talking about the Run, Walk, Roll, one of your bigger events at the ODC.
Yeah. So great. So yes, our fourth annual Run, Walk, and Roll event is coming up. It is scheduled from August 13th through the 19th. We do have in-person events in five different locations, communities, actually on Thursday, August 17th at 6 p.m. And so we'd love to have as many people join us as possible here in Wisconsin Rapids. We will be, it will be starting out at ODC on Huntington Avenue. So, and if anybody's interested in, we're currently looking for sponsorships, also participants. So if you have any interest or looking for more information, you can check us out at inksplash.shop. And there's actually information and forms on there to provide sponsorship or participation or form a team. We'd love to have everybody join us that, to help us support Run, Walk, and Roll for ODC.
This has been going on since 2020.
Correct.
And it feels like, okay, yeah, it's been a while it's been going on. And at the same time, it feels like it's been around like 20 years.
Yeah.
Like it's an interesting event that way. And that's fun. It's also so fun for an event where we can say, everybody come on down.
Right.
Everybody can take part of this one.
Right.
We know we got a handful of people out there that I know, at least, that like to do marathons and like to time themselves in these things. And you're welcome and certainly able to have fun. But you're going to be starting in the same place as, you know, moms with their strollers or people walking with maybe, some of our senior population that want to walk this. There's all kinds of people at this event.
Correct. Yes. Yeah. So it really is meant to be fun and flexible, so people can do it anytime throughout the week in whichever form they choose to do so. Of course, working with some of our, the older population or folks with disabilities may have some mobility challenges. And so really it is meant to be a community-wide, all-inclusive event. So it's run, walk, or roll. We have three different routes. So there's a short route, a medium route, and a longer route. So it's just, again, really great opportunity to get together and get out and just celebrate, supporting ODC. So. Mm-hmm.
You mentioned in our communities, you say communities. I want to make sure that people understand, certainly here in Wisconsin Rapids, but this is also taking place in Stevens Point, Marshfield, Wausau, Merrill. It's a state event, really.
Yep, it really is. It's, we're really trying to connect with all of the communities that we're involved in. We are in 13 different counties. And so those five locations are really where we have some larger presence, and so really want to share information about who ODC is and, again, connect with the community.
You mentioned this a little bit already, but I do want to come back to it because it's so important. This event is so awesome, and it's great, but we you can't do it alone. It takes many hands to make something like this happen, so we want to know how we can help. Certainly, you mentioned being a sponsor. We've got some wonderful local businesses out there that could tag along on this, and we know there's so many great people out there that put their name on local things all the time. We see their name all the time on stuff. So looking forward to seeing some of those familiar names as sponsors for this event, well, along with some new ones out there, or new businesses out there.
Correct.
I will say this, working in a bit of this medium, in radio, and knowing advertising a bit, one of the best forms of advertisement is working with a nonprofit. It just is. It's certainly doing it for the right, you know, quote unquote, right reasons, the good reasons. You have a good heart, human soul. You want to help out a nonprofit. I think that's where 90% of us come from on this. But I want to reach out to the people that may be on the fence, or maybe they're in that 10% and looking at the numbers and that. Well, just statistically even, you look at anybody, if you're Nike or if you're a mom and pop business, it is much more beneficial for you working with a nonprofit than almost anything else. And being attached to these events are part of how you get your name out there, part of how you show where you stand in the community.
Right, exactly. So, and I will say that, you know, this event, again, is really meant for any business, any person that wants to participate. It's affordable. We have sponsorships that are as little as $250, and then we have sponsorships that go up to $5,000. So it really is, you can really choose, you know, what meets your needs. And we do our very best to make sure that we give all of the kudos to the sponsors that support us, mm-hmm. either through our Facebook page. We have all our sponsors currently listed on our webpage as well. And so we really couldn't do this without the sponsors. And right now we have over 25 sponsors for this event. Yeah.
Nice.
So we're super excited about that and sure appreciate all of that support, but always looking for more sponsors. Or if a business wants to form a team, you know, you can form a team. And if you have a team of five or more, the cost is $25 per person to register.
Yeah.
So, again, very affordable. And we also have very easy posters that if businesses want to post, it has a QR code that takes you right to the website. So, you know, there's a way that everybody can get involved, even if it's just helping us promote the event by hanging up a poster in their business.
You mentioned forming a team. So you mean to tell me I could grab Seth and Melissa and Pam and I could make them do this with me? I'm just kidding.
You absolutely could.
But I could do that. Yeah. That's how simple it is to put a team together.
Correct.
And I almost guarantee if you don't know your fellow employees or your employees, talk to them. Find out. I almost guarantee that they know the ODC, that they care about the ODC, mm-hmm. and would love to be a part of something that involves the ODC and promoting it. So do those things. You mentioned a great one too about celebrating the event. Where you know on your social media, be sure to like share these things, put it out there. You just never know who could see something that might not otherwise. And as great as social media advertising is, advertising in radio or TV and all these other things, I think even in 2023, we all understand that word of mouth is the greatest advertiser there is. So spread the word about this to your, you know, at your local pub or anything like that, or when you're talking and hanging out with your friends and stuff, and mention, hey, do you know that this is coming up? That this is a great event. Let's get as many people in the community to be a part of this as we can. In part because the ODC doesn't have that many opportunities to do things like this. You are a nonprofit, and any opportunity to help, to bring attention to this subject matter, or to bring funds to it, vitally needed at the ODC.
Yep, exactly. And it's really about raising awareness. It's, you know, some events are fundraising events. This one is fundraising, but it's also awareness raising. Mm-hmm. We want as many people to know about ODC and all of the things that we do, and so that we can really become immersed in our communities and provide the support that's needed.
And we're speaking with Anne Lepek from the ODC right now. And Anne, as you mentioned that, I wanted to segue right into mental health services and clinics up and get an update on that from you, because the ODC has helped their clients for a very long time. They have expanded things in recent years to not just those clients, but to really any community members in need.
Correct. So really our newest expansion has been our mental health services. And recently, it's been just a year ago that we opened our outpatient mental health clinic here in Wisconsin Rapids. I know, it's amazing. It's been a year.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. So we are just super excited to have that up and running. I'm happy to share really that we've supported over 100 people in our clinic so far in that short year. And so really want people to know that it is open to the public. I know a lot of people feel like it's, you know, for the people we're currently supporting, but mm-hmm. it's not. It's for everybody, anybody and everybody who needs any sort of mental health services. We are also in process of obtaining our certification to provide some AODA, alcohol and drug abuse, wow. Counseling as well. Mm-hmm. And so just... super excited about kind of where that's all going. And we did actually just open our satellite outpatient mental health clinic in Stevens Point. Actually, a ribbon cutting was just last week, mm-hmm. Friday. So doing some really great things in mental health and just supporting the community in those ways.
My question about this, and why? You guys have so much on your plate already. Why are you trying to take on more? You guys are already doing enough over at the ODC, in all seriousness. The reason why is kind of self-explanatory, I would think. Mm-hmm. You don't open this if you don't see a need for it.
Correct. So very much a need, very much a passion of some of our key staff that really felt very passionate about it. And so it was a combination of the need and passion of some key staff members that really wanted to take this on and make it what it is today. So we are just so grateful to all of the support that we've also gotten from local businesses, mm-hmm. and foundations. Again, we couldn't have done this without the great support of our communities that helped us to build and put these clinics together. And it is just such a huge need, you know, yeah. And, you know, really social isolation was really difficult for a lot of people in 2020. And it's just kind of grown from there. And yeah. And we're seeing ourselves not as competitors to the other mental health service providers, mm-hmm. but we're collaborators. And so there are people that, you know, there's waiting lists out there. And so when we opened our clinic, we didn't have a waiting list. And so people could get served. And we are getting referrals from some of those other clinics to help, you know, the greater good of, you know, providing what really is needed for people. So, yeah.
I think just like the topic of mental health itself, just us talking about is a great step and is a big integral part of these steps, this process and everything, especially because I think there's a lot of people out there that don't know that those services are offered at the ODC. Mm-hmm. And you add on top of that, there's a lot of people out there that may not even realize they are struggling with a mental health issue.
Right. Right.
And when it comes to that, that can be a lot of different things. I don't like the idea of scaring people or making them, you know, start overthinking or anything like that. It isn't one of those things like, are you sad? You have mental health issues. Like, that's not the case. It's deeper than that. But it is almost as simple as, well, I've been sad for a while, or I've been struggling with anxiety for a while or something. And you get... We do this all the time where my ankle hurts, but I'm just going to walk it off. I'm just going to walk it off. And especially here in the Midwest, where we do this with our mental health all the time. Having a bad day, I just got to push through. Just got to push through and all that. And you do that day after day after day, and you start burying that stuff, and you're not taking care of the root problem. You're not helping yourself any, and you're going to be dealing with stuff that happened years ago, but you haven't processed, so you're still struggling with it. This is very similar to cleaning the oil in your car or a lot of other things that maintain routine care that you take on inanimate objects, but you won't do for yourself.
Right.
You know, so it just bringing awareness and talking about this stuff, I think, is important, even generally, let alone having the services that we do here in town.
Right, right. You know, and I talk about, you know, in general, people with disabilities, you know, they need some support. But what I always say is we all need support, right? Mm-hmm. So we all have our strengths. We all have our limitations. You know, we do what we're good at, and we shy away from what we're not good at. One of the things we talk about in the office a lot is that we all need a therapist at times, mm-hmm. right? I mean, life just throws things at you that you don't, you know, some of it's long-term and some of it is situational. And so, again, we want to just make sure that the community knows that we're there and available, you know, to provide any type of support, if it's, you know, longer term kind of chronic things or if it's short term situational things. Mm-hmm. I think the other thing that really sets us apart is that we're really working on getting insurance coverage in place so that people can use their insurance for the services. We are also able to accept Medicare and Medicaid, which not a lot of clinics do.
Yeah.
And then we are also offering a sliding fee scale. So if people are uninsured, and I want to just give a shout out to United Way of Southwood County. They're actually providing some support in 2024 to help offset some of the costs for having the sliding fee scale. And so we really try and make it affordable and accessible to everybody, regardless of people's ability to pay. We really are helping people first and then figuring out, is there a way that we can, you know, is there a reimbursement rate way to get reimbursed for the services? But we first and foremost deal with the issue at hand and then figure that out later.
It's one of my favorite things to hear. And I'm very spoiled in this chair. I get to hear this all the time, whether it's from the Southwood County YMCA or the Boys and Girls Club or other organizations saying, look, we do have to keep the lights on, but we don't want that to be a detriment of you not seeking help, of you not reaching out to us. Don't let that hold you back. I admire that so much. And I think it's one of the most beautiful things that we have in this community is there. We hear this from time to time. It never gets old. It is always wonderful to hear, but it really stands out. And it also is something that we kind of used to. That's very cool. And I appreciate you mentioning that, Anne. One of the other things that I want to mention with this is the expansion. You touched on this a little bit about the expansion in the Wetoma building.
Mm-hmm.
Can we talk a little bit more about that? Is that up and running? How's that going?
Yeah. So as I mentioned earlier, we're expanding. We're in 13 counties. We have since moved into the Wetoma area, and we're going to start out by providing some day services. There were some programs there that have since closed, and we were asked if we would be interested in providing some services in that area. So we are going to start providing some day services in that area. Coming up here at the end of the month, we'll be having an open house probably this fall and really just trying to see, you know, where that goes. I know that there's, again, a lot of need in that area as well. I know they've already been asking for employment services, mental health services, and, you know, have some transportation needs because they are pretty rural. So really just a lot, always a lot happening and being asked to go in lots of different directions. So
once again, speaks to the need for this. When a nonprofit does something like this, it really stands out to me because it's not about expansion for the sake of, you know, growing your business or something like that. It's, oh, this community needs this. We're going to provide this. So it really stands out that, okay, it's about this. Well, it seems like mental health is a concern and it's an issue. I hope that that brings certainly some empathy out of people, but hopefully also some comfort in a weird way that you're not the only person struggling with stuff.
Right.
I mean, I don't think that there's many people out there right now that aren't struggling with something, with at least some kind of thing, whether it's anxiety or, anything under the rainbow of mental health issues and stuff. There's always something out there. So it, again, speaks to that, but also I think shows that, hey, I'm not the only one. We get in our own heads with these things, and we tend to think that I'm the only person struggling and dealing with this, and it is such a breath of fresh air to know you're not alone with this.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. And I think that's really what it's about, and I think, our partnerships with just the local communities and what we've done in our existing communities has really been why we've been successful with expansion because we've been seen as a business that can do that. We're thoughtful about how that expansion looks. Again, we're not doing it because we feel like we need to expand. We're doing it because there's a need and because that community is supportive of what, a business or a nonprofit like ODC can bring to their community. And so we're really very fortunate in that, again, we're thoughtful in how we do it, but we also have the support of those communities.
Mm-hmm.
And we go into it collaborating with people, not as a competitor or not to push out the next guy,
right.
We are very proud of how we approach those things and get it done.
I say it all the time. Support, encouragement, cost nothing, can mean everything. And that support, it means so much to the ODC, to our community, and vice versa. The support that ODC shows to our communities, it means so much. And it's part of the reason why you have this great mutual relationship of we want to help you and you want to help us and then et cetera, all that. And as smart and as well-run things are over at the ODC, and they really are, more than I think most people even realize, because you guys are so good at what you do over there, that it moves without a hitch sometimes and such. I don't expect that you were in every single meeting, planning meeting, when it comes to this, Anne, but it doesn't seem like this was necessarily the plan to expand to other communities and everything, but you saw the need, and you make it happen.
Yep, that's exactly right. And so we see the need. I think the other thing that happens is the people that we partner with. Mm. So the agencies like INCLUSA, the managed care organizations, Lakeland Care, the State Division of Oak Rehab, when things change or when things happen in communities and they see a need, they reach out to ODC and say, you know, is this something you can help us with? And so that's really how we expanded into the Merrill area. There were some changes there. We have been up in Wausau on a kind of a small scale. And when a need came in Merrill, they said, you know, it's only a little further north and we have this need. Could you help us? And so really, again, it's about us having, you know, a good reputation, providing great services, and then other people also seeing a need. And then again, we collaborate and work together. And, you know, is this a good fit for our agency? And can we support it? And can we do a good job and still provide good quality services? You know, we don't want to expand, again, just for the sake of expansion, if it's not going to be, you know, the great services that we provide. So, right. Again, very thoughtful around all of that.
I wanted to wrap up going back to the Run, Walk, and Roll and promoting that a little bit more and talking about it. It's a great event. And what are the dates, what are the times for this event, and when is it coming up?
Sure. So our Run, Walk, and Roll is August 13th through the 19th. So again, the week, it's flexible. So you can do it with your friends, your family, on your own anytime throughout that week. But on Thursday, August 17th at 6 p.m., we will be having an in-person event. If you are interested in participating in the Wisconsin Rapids area, you can join us at ODC on Huntington Avenue and just join us for some fun and have a great time.
And we know that not everybody will be able to participate in this, but everybody can promote this event. So as we were talking about before, whether it's resharing something on your social media pages or you're out and about talking with friends, you happen to know people that, oh, man, Joe's a runner. He loves this. He would love this event. People from out of town or maybe just a town or two over that might not have heard about mm-hmm. this event or something. Spread the mm-hmm. word. We all know runners. We all know walkers, right? People like that are going to really enjoy this event. Let them know.
Right. Well, and the beauty of it is you can be anywhere in the country because mm-hmm. it's you know, it can be on your own time. You don't have to come to the in-person event. We have people throughout the entire week that are getting their families and friends together and doing a walk, run, or roll in honor of ODC. They take pictures, they send them to us, we put them on our Facebook page. So it doesn't have to be local either.
I know some people also do this to honor somebody.
Yeah.
And they like to walk for or run for those reasons and everything. So there's plenty of going to be plenty of people out there with plenty of good reasons to do this.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely.
Don't forget to post photos and videos on social media using the hashtag ODC Run Walk Roll and feel connected by seeing everyone else participating as well in something like this. It's a fun event. You can find out more by going to odcinc.com. That's also where you can go to find out more about our great friends at Ink Splash and Milkweed Market and all the great services and products and things they have over there. My mother has a birthday coming up, so I will be over at Milkweed Market very soon.
Awesome.
Yes, she won't take items from anywhere else. I have to buy them there, otherwise she doesn't want it. That's where we've gotten in our relationship. So again, odcinc.com. And if people have follow-up questions, want to know more from some of the things we've talked about today, how can they reach you?
Yeah, so you can give us a call at our main office at 715-424-2712. Love to hear from you, and we'll help you in any way we can.
Be sure to follow the ODC, not only at their webpage, odcinc.com, but all their social media as well. It's a great follow. Nice to have that popping up in your timeline, the feel-good you get from it, along with also keeping up to date on all the cool things they're doing over there.
Yeah, absolutely.
We will be promoting Run, Walk, Roll, talking about it all week and leading up to the event. And thank you so much for the time. We'll talk again real soon.
Sounds great. Thanks so much.
We'll have more Midday Magazine for you tomorrow. where our guests will be from Family Natural Foods in part one, Stephen and Katrina Hittner, and in part two, Extension Wood County's Jackie Carantini, Human Development and Relationships Educator. That's all coming up on Midday Magazine tomorrow, right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.